Well, I was surprised. I didn't know that a member of my staff had nominated me, and obviously as a fan since I moved to Washington D.C., it's certainly an honor to receive such a prestigious award named after such a prestigious person.
Well, Neil, I lobbied for a bobblehead of me, but it was overruled, and when I saw the award they finally came up with, it's even better than a bobblehead of me.
Almost. Now, I wanted to make you blush a little bit. Have you read what they wrote about you for the nomination?
I did. I just saw it this morning, actually.
To accomplish the task, which they're talking about growing your staff as fast as you had to grow your staff, it is no small task. This is Neil's strength. He is looking out for the American taxpayer, not the politicians and not the banks. Really high praise. They say that you've made this a place to work where people want to work and have fun. Never have I worked in such an atmosphere of young and old, seasoned veterans and new hires all working together. This is coming from a 32-year federal employee. That's got to make you feel good that you were able to bring such a diversity into this group and grow it so quickly.
It's very satisfying to hear, but it's ultimately a result of the great people that work for us. You know, I swear in every employee every other week, and one thing that we say repeatedly is that just about every employee at SIG TARP has sacrificed something to join our mission, whether it's leaving a high priced job in the private sector in corporate America, or leaving a much more stable long term agency, which is a little less chaotic, a little less controversial, and will be there in 10 years. Everyone has sort of given something up just to join this mission. So it actually makes it pretty easy for me to have such incredibly talented and dedicated people.
Tell me how you are able to convince people to take pay cuts and to devote their lives to this mission, which is really what it is. I mean, that's not overstating the case. How do you do that?
You know, you just find the right people. We laid it out very early on. We hired our senior staff as quickly as we could, and people just came. When they saw that we were doing, we put out our initial report with a shoestring staff of just a handful of us. But when they saw that we were out there, we were going to call it straight down the middle, without politics, without favor, to one side or the other, and just identifying what it was, people were drawn to the mission. And it's been a tremendous source of pride for me to be able to bring together such a tremendously talented group of federal employees.
Why was it important to have that mix, the age mix and the talent mix? Why was that important to you?
Well, as a brand new agency, we couldn't be too junior, because there's not a lot of time for on the job training. So we needed those senior people, but we also needed the energy and the vitality that the young people and that energy brought together. And ultimately, because we're a brand new agency, I thought it was very important for us not to adopt another agency's culture. So we tried to bring in as many different agencies, and I think we have dozens of agencies represented, so we could forge our own culture, a sort of strip down the bureaucracy and get down to the task at hand. I think we've succeeded in that.
What was the biggest challenge that you faced in putting all this together? Other than the obvious keeping 1,000 different balls in the air at the same time, what was your big challenge?
You know, it's sort of hard to identify a single challenge, but I think sort of for me, being kind of new to all the intricacies of the hiring process for the federal government, getting to negotiate that. And once we brought on a top-notch human resource person that helped us navigate those roads, it became a lot easier, but that was certainly a challenge.
You were new to the federal government when you started all of this?
Well, I had been an assistant United States attorney up in New York for 8 years, but was never really involved in the hiring aspects and sort of building an organization aspects. This was all brand new to me, so that was challenging.
Was it an eye-opener?
For sure. It certainly has been. But we've got a lot of cooperation from OPM, especially Director Barry, who's been very helpful in giving us flexibility. And again, we brought in such a great HR team that really helped us navigate these waters.
And especially expediting that hiring process, because this was an emergency. This had to be handled and quickly. If any other agency were to come about in this way, or if there are any existing agencies that might want to take a lesson from what you've gone through and what you've learned, what would you pass on to them? What should they know?
I think one of the most important things that we did was, although we built very quickly, we made sure we had the right people. One of the things that I'm most proud of, here we are 18 months later, 120 strong, and we've only had two people leave the organization. And that's because not only did we build quickly, but we also made sure we got the right people at the, you know, with the right skill sets and fit our culture. So I think there's that temptation just to fill every post as quickly as possible. But, you know, it's very important to make sure when you're developing a brand new culture, that you have the right people to fit that culture. And I think we've done that.
Just filling the seats just isn't good enough.
Not if you're going to have a vibrant culture, a happy workforce, which I think we do, and to be able to accomplish and to ask your staff to do really superhuman feats, which they have done in our short history. You really do need to pay attention to those things too.
And it's not like you're just any other guy in DC. I mean, your position is very high profile and people know your name and people know what your office is about. Did that make it harder? Did it make it easier to find the right people? Was that a challenge? Because what you were going through was always under a microscope one way or another.
I think it was helpful. I think when people saw through all the bureaucracy and saw through a lot of the noise that associates some of our work, and looked at what we're doing to fulfill our core mission. We have our mission statement, and that everything that we have done has been to fulfill that mission, which is basically to protect the American taxpayers, to stand between $700 billion of taxpayer money and those who would seek to steal, waste, or abuse it. When people saw that we were doing that, it's something they wanted to be part of, whether it was people towards the end of their career, coming in to finish up their federal career at our agency, or people just starting out wanting to get involved on the ground floor of something that this exciting and this important.
Very outside the box, very outside the norm.
I think we had to be. To be successful, we sort of had to sort of break the mold and do something in our own SIGTARP way.
And before I turn it over to our senior correspondent, Mike Causey, so he can get a word in edgewise here, I wondered about the political pressures, the outside pressures. How were you able to navigate that minefield? Because that could not have been easy, and yet somehow you managed. How did you do that?
Well, I think the most important thing is to try to protect the staff from all of that. That's my job, and my job is to protect this agency as well as the American taxpayer, and to bear the brunt of the political battles in Washington. It is certainly something I didn't expect when I took the job, and it continues to on a daily basis to be surprising to me how much politics is just everywhere in this town and on this job. But basically, you just do the right thing. Always tell the truth. When you make a mistake, admit to your mistake, and just keep driving towards the mission, and everything else more or less solves itself.
I'm just sitting here thinking, I mean, an outside panel picked these winners. We didn't do it. But it's really interesting and coincidental that Jenny Limings and you would be our first two to be honored, because she's from an old line agency, GSA, which has not always had the best reputation, and yet it has reinvented itself over the years, and it's now extremely businesslike. And then here you come in, you're almost the newest kids on the block, maybe the newest kids, and I had forgotten that the billions of dollars you handle. And I think anytime anybody from the outside looks at government, particularly when you look at situations like this, There's nowhere else except possibly in the military. There's nowhere else in American culture where people, individual people, groups of people, young people, have so much responsibility for so much money and such important programs. So it's really, it wonderfully coincidental to have you two as bookends here. Thank you for that.
And I have one more question for you. It's on a lighter note. I hope you're ready for it.
Sure.
I understand you can cook a mean chili.
I do. I make. I took second place. So we had our CFC chili cook-off at SIGTARP to raise money for CFC, and very proud that we were one of the leading leaders for small agencies. But although I think I make a mean veggie chili, at last it was only second best at SIGTARP. So I think we have some very talented cooks as well as government employees.
Are you willing to share the recipe? Because we'll totally post it online.
I could pull it up. It's not that complicated.
Fantastic. We'll do that.
Thank you again for honoring me with this this tremendous award. When we do our job, we never do it to thinking that we're going to have any type of specific recognition. But something like this that honors us as an agency, and you know, as I said, I accept this not really on my own behalf, but of all the incredible people that make SIGTARP run and who've been so important enabling us to build the way that we have. So on behalf of all of SIGTARP, I'd just like to thank you very much.